Once an ad hoc committee is correctly established, the Democratic Alliance expects both the NCOP and National Assembly co-chairpersons to be members of the opposition. We expect the three ministers of the security cluster, police minister, state security minister, and defense minister, to be removed if the inquiry finds that they did indeed mislead the country regarding the insurrection, and that redacted reports from intelligence must be made public. Residents in KZN and Gauteng deserve the full truth of why their lives and livelihoods were torn apart. The Speaker and NCOP chairs cannot dally any longer in setting up this inquiry, and the DA suggests that they convene the Chief Whip's forum to consult with all the Chief Whips, not just the Chief Whips of the ANC, to ensure everyone's buy-in. Finally, any opportunity for a cover-up or even the perception of a cover-up must be removed entirely. This inquiry can therefore not be led by the Parliamentary Committee on Police, nor its chairperson. Accordingly, the DA suggests that the credibility of the inquiry would be enhanced if both the chairpersons of the ad hoc committee were drawn from the ranks of the opposition parties. It is further suggested, in the interests of transparency, that the lead is taken by the Justice Committee. Any attempts by the ANC to exonerate the executive and whitewash the security cluster's failures in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng will not be allowed.